Welcome back, and you're listening to English Only with a Doctor on GraphHit 94.9 FM. The doctor's in the house, and she is enamored with this wonderful weather. In Canada, we have two things that are distinct, and that is called a Chinook wind and an Indian summer. What we are currently experiencing in Compiègne is this idea of Indian summer, where the breeze is still quite warm, the leaves are taking their time falling off the trees, and we still don't feel like it's truly fall. A Chinook wind is a little bit different. That is a warm wind that comes during the middle of winter, coming from the south, and it melts all of the snow at such a rapid rate, you can lose something like 30 centimeters in an hour. When we've been discussing Canadian music, I focus a lot on artistic creativity, where these people come from, some of the things that they've talked about relating to their music. But today, we're going to take a little bit of a diversion relating to Canadian culture, and we're going to talk about linguistics, how linguistically different Canada is from other English-speaking countries. One of the differences that I believe is a truth coming from a Canadian perspective, at least in Alberta, is the overuse of curse words. Now, I can swear like a trucker, and I love it. The F word is my favorite word, and I can F-bomb any situation using it as an adjective, a noun phrase, a demonstrative adjective, and so on. But today we're not going to focus on the F word. We're going to focus on the word shit. Because unlike in the United States, where darn and dang are the words of choice when you want to swear, unless you're very vulgar and horribly miseducated, in the Canadian context, at least in Alberta, what I've experienced, and we like swearing. It makes us as happy as pigs in shit to swear. We're comfortable. We're overly excited about it, which is the definition of that particular expression. It means extremely happy, visibly happy, and carefree. It first started around the 1870s, and it was a vulgar version of happy as pigs in mud. When you feel super, super happy, you want to hear happy stuff. This is Walk Off the Earth with Happy Stuff.
My 21st birthday came with a price to pay. Move out and figure it all out right away. Gone are the carefree days, the memories fade away. Now reality checks me every day. I can think of a just want happy thoughts, happy friends, happy songs, happy love. Just wanna dance around, close her off, forget about all the not so happy stuff. That's what I want. All day, all night, I'll deal with all the stress in another life. Happy thoughts, happy friends, happy songs, happy love. That's what I want.
Been making some big mistakes. Myself, 'cause I just want happy thoughts, happy friends, happy songs, happy love. Just wanna dance around, close her off, forget about all the not so happy stuff. That's what I want. All day, all night, I'll deal with all the stress in another life. Happy thoughts, happy friends, happy songs, happy love. I can think of 100 million things I'd rather do than be anxious. I know someday it'll all catch up to me. I just want happy thoughts, happy friends, happy songs, happy love. Just wanna dance around, close her off, forget about all the not so happy stuff.
Friends, happy songs, happy love. That's what I want. All day, all night,
happy stuff.
Talking about things, making yourself feel better, and talking shit are three different acts. Talking shit, by definition, means that you are speaking poorly about somebody or just kind of talking without real substance. We have this band called the Shit Talkers in Canada, and this is the next band I'm going to introduce. They are this phenomenal punk rock band, and they must range from the ages of 22 to 50. They are fantastic. They're fantastic live, originating from Vancouver, BC. And this next song is called Canadian Peasant from their album True Stories de Nada, 2001.
This goes out to all the broke-ass poor Canadians who can barely pay their rent and spend all their time drowning their sorrows. I'm just a Canadian.
That was the Shit Talkers, and they're fantastic. I just love them. The next song on the plate is going to be Let Them Talk by Rosie and the Riveters.
I go high, they go low, won't let them run my show. Let them hush and sling, let them buzz and sting, I'm done with status quo. Let them talk, let them spin, don't give up or give in. Let them cross and throw, let them punch, they don't know how to get under my skin. What they say about me, I don't pay it no mind. When they talk about let them snoop and gab, let them trash and stab, but I won't compromise. Let them talk, let them say, I do me and they do they. Let them bash and blush, let them hiss and hush, they can't keep me away.
What they say about me, I don't pay it no mind. When they talk,
turn around and walk, I let them talk.
let him smirk and gawk, let him squeak and squawk. I will not waste my tears.
What they say.
Now, relating that back to linguistics and, how language can change the way you see this particular piece of music, an expression we have in Canada or in the English-speaking culture is talking shit. When you talk shit, again, you don't know what you're talking about or you're gossiping. This next song is by the Dishrags. Now, the Dishrags, they are a punk band, a female punk band from British Columbia. And they started their debut in the late 1970s. This song is called Love Is Shit. I think they would have been a fantastic band to watch live. That was the Dishrags and Love Is Shit from 1979. The next word that I'd like to talk about is, I don't know, when I looked it up, the etymology of the word changes depending on where you are from, if you're in Canada or if you're in the United States. Apparently, and I didn't know this, there's a difference. So the expression is shit kicker. Now, in the 1980s and 70s, in the Urban Dictionary in the United States, this meant someone who was not authentic or someone who, you know, wasn't from the right side of the tracks or unsophisticated, an oafish kind of person. Then it became related to cowboys. And at least that's my historical understanding of what shit kickers are. They're a vulgar word for cowboy boots. And Lindy Ortega wrote this beautiful song, Little Red Boots.
You may-
I wasn't very familiar with her as an artist. I'm not a big, huge country music fan, so I generally like to put it aside when they come up on my screen when I'm scrolling through Canadian music and Canadian artists. But that song was so beautiful. We're going to have a second by her. This is Cigarettes and Truck Stops. Cigarettes and Truck Stops was a song that she wrote to pay tribute to her move from Toronto to Nashville in 2013. It's lovely, really. The next person that I'm going to bring onto this list. Emily Triggs was in the studio and she talked about her new album, Middletown. This song comes from Middletown, and we're going to relate this to the expression to cause shit. Now, to cause shit means to stir up something. And when you stir up something, you always get into trouble. And this is Emily Triggs' song, Trouble.
There's only trouble on your mind. You take that trouble, leave it behind. There's only worries in your head. You take those worries, put them to bed. There is someone that he found new. He wants another and it's not you. He brings a
word I'd like to introduce to you, if you don't already know it, is there's two expressions next on this list, is the expression shit disturber and crazy as shit. Do any of you have friends that are just bonkers, where they will push themselves completely to every limit, regardless of the situation or context, and without really reading the room? I had a couple of friends like that in high school. One particular friend, his name was Michael. We won't put his last name out there in the universe. And I remember at our grade 12 grad, we had this big bonfire in my house. It was the size of a house. And we had to get special permits from the fire department and the city to be able to have this bonfire. And he stood in the middle of the bonfire, pouring gasoline on the bonfire to start it. And he lit it while he was still on it. And he thought that was funny. Now that is crazy as shit, man. That's crazy. He was a bit of a shit disturber too. And he really liked rock and roll. So on this note, this is for Michael. This is Taming Sari, Crazy.
Come round the back.
You are listening to Graf Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. That was Taming Sari. He's from Ottawa, Ontario, and he's I would consider him a real rock star. And he's got this almost 1990s Black Keys vibe. It's interesting. Now, what else is interesting in this particular set relating to, again, linguistic usages of the word shit is the obvious. Now, when I was a kid, we used to say things like, no shit, Sherlock, which meant duh. And if you're a Canadian, duh, or hey, meant absolutely, is that not evident? So given that, from my biased, very, very slanted to the Canadian belief that Canada is a great place to be, this is a song by Clark W. I'm not really sure who he is. I tried to look him up on the internet, but I only could find the song. And this is Up Here in Canada.
Timmies and hockey, syrup and bacon, Molson and Mounties at your can stations, throwing on some cheese and gravy on top of our fries. That's a poutine. And we wear our plaid sweaters when we walk amongst the northern lights. Rockies and prairies, oceans and lakes, other than winter, all the seasons are great. Brushing off the snow a little longer than we'd like. Uh-huh. But you won't hear us complaining, 'cause that just wouldn't be polite. No, man. 'Cause up here in Canada, the air's clear, the weather's adequate, we all cheer, we're pretty passionate, and everybody has a pet polar bear and a moose. Yeah, up here in Canada, Celsius kilometers, prime ministers and provinces, we maybe say it different, but we always keep our promises. We said we'd win the gold back in 2010, and we did. But because we're so nice, we'll let you win every now and again. But not too much. 'Cause up here in Canada, we like beards. We think they're fabulous. We don't fear if people laugh at us for wearing six pairs of long underwear. Yeah, up here in Canada. Basketball, telephones, wonder balls, and hockey. Snowmobiles, ketchup chips, and even walkie-talkies. Peanut butter, garbage bags, the mighty foghorn. Just a few things that you can thank us for. Shatner, Carey, Myers, Gosling, Reynolds, and Reeves. Candy Short, Michael J., and all of Schitt's Creek. Celine, Shania, Adams, Bieber, Bublé, and Drake. We're sorry about Nickelback, yeah, that was a mistake.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry, eh?
We're so, so sorry. 'Cause up here in Canada, we like beer and our cannabis. And each year, we all get taxed a bunch, but everybody gets free health care
and a goose.
Yeah, up here in Canada.
There needs to be a little bit of context there. So the coo, 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 that comes from a 1970s, 1980s, even into the 1990s. It was a show on SCTV And it was the Canadian equivalent to Saturday Night Live. And actors like Eugene Lenny, he came from that particular comedic environment. And there were these two individuals, they were Doug and Bob McKenzie, and they talk about the news or the weather, wearing toques, their winter coats, plaid shirts, and constantly drinking beer. So on a contextual note, that coo 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 comes specifically from there. Now, this next song also is very contextually Canadian. In 1993, there was this sports personality. He was a host of Hockey Night in Canada, Don Cherry. He was known for his high-collared suits and his dog, Blue. And he had a very opinionated view of hockey. And in 1993, he let out this very strange and terrible song called Rock'em Sock'em. And it's awful. You'll hear it. It's awful. I'm playing it because of this next expression. The expression that I want to focus on relating to that word that we're dealing with today is shitting the bed. When you shit the bed, it means you absolutely fail at something. And this is it's one of very few failures of Don Cherry. That was terrible. I'm so sorry. You are listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. If you thought that was a terrible song, I agree with you 100%. It was, when I looked it up, it was considered one of the worst songs in Canadian history. Now, from a cultural perspective, again, Canadians and hockey go hand in hand. It's such a big deal. When I was a kid, I used to sing this song called the Gretzky song because I was in love with Wayne Gretzky and I thought I was going to marry him. He was the Agent 99 and it went, go, go, Gretzky, go. Our Agent 99. Go, go, Gretzky, go, go, Gretzky, go, Gretzky, go. And he never, from what I can remember anyway, because I was so enamored by him, he never shit the bed when he was on the ice. He was fantastic. And he's still to this day one of the greatest hockey players alive. This next song, I'm just going to introduce something that I absolutely love. I think this this group is fantastic. I've seen them live. They're the Bare Naked Ladies. I talk a lot about them. They're very, very funny. So we're going to listen to the song A by the Bare Naked Ladies. That was the Bare Naked Ladies and A. You know what else A stands for? Ape shit, which means two things, actually, two opposing things. It means either you are super, super excited or you're super, super angry. I guess it depends on context. Another word I would like to focus on is bat shit crazy. Now, bat shit crazy means this person is certifiably nuts. I couldn't find any songs relating to that, except I think that I, except, no, this song really isn't related to that, but I would like to pay the compliment because I think Batshit Crazy is kind of fun and interesting and exciting and creative and stimulating. And a man that we had in this studio is Randy from Punch Drunk Cabaret, and he is all of those things. Visually, artistically, mentally, just a little out there to the point where his creativity brings emotions out. This is his song, Disturbance. And I chose the live version because between the live and the recorded version, I think that his live versions are equally as good. And this one has a little bit more peps. Randy is an individual who is really just a good shit, a good guy, down to earth, not too complicated, but amazingly created from every ounce of who he is as a human being. It just screams creativity. When I was growing up, any kind of ambiguity or inability to make a decision, my father would come up to me and say, shit or get off the pot. And that is an expression that means just make a decision, figure it out and go with it. Own what you want and move through it. The Clash expresses that with eloquence. This is Should I Stay or Should I Go?
All the way from Ladbroke Grove, London, W10, The Clash, come on!
So should I stay or should I go? I think I need to go. This is the last song we're going to hear today. And I'm going to bid you a fantastic week, full of love and full of curse words. As the doctor leaves the house, you're going to listen just for shits and giggles. The consequence of when you stir up too much shit and you get yourself up shit creek without a paddle. This is Walk Off the Earth in Gang of Rhythm.
This old guitar, the strings are rusty, but it's all I need. Bringing the kick drum, making back the beat. Let's gather around and sing a song. Hey, I got a shaker too, the kind of sound that wants to make you move. Bring in the ukulele, we'll complete the groove.
got this old guitar. The strings are rusty, but it's all